Hello, and welcome to the Aligned Inside podcast. I'm your host, Erin Merrihew, and I'm here to help you experience new levels of well-being, fulfillment, connection, and joy, all by unlocking the inner freedom to embody the truth of who you are. I want to explore with you how incredibly powerful it is to align your energy and listen to your intuition, and I hope I can demystify, normalize, and help you embrace all the dimensions of your humanness along the way. I'm so honored you're here, and I'm excited to be on this beautiful, ever-evolving journey with you toward a life that feels truly aligned inside. Here we go. Oh my goodness, here we are. It's a little surreal to actually be sitting down recording the first episode of this podcast. It's just been in my heart for so long to create this platform and to have this experience with you, to go on this journey with you. But it's taken a lot of moving through inner obstacles and hurdles and lining up the logistics, and just so much has taken place to get me here. So I just feel this kind of, I feel how monumental it feels in my own world to be sitting down and actually starting this with you. I also feel how I'm just like brimming over with excitement. I just feel like there's so much inside of me that I want to share with you that I think can really enrich both of our lives. I know that I will be changed by this podcast just as much as I hope you will, and changed for the better, right? Just more supported, more connected, more true to who we are. So I'm just really present to what feels like the magic that is about to unfold. All right, so what do I want to talk about to begin? First, let me say that it was a big process to even think about what I would introduce in my first episode. And I was actually putting a bunch of pressure on myself, like, oh, this has to be the exact right content for the first episode. And I was really overthinking it. And then at dinner last night, my husband was like, so tell me how you're feeling about recording your first episode. And all of that came spilling out, all of the perfectionism, and what if, you know, it's not the right thing, and what if it doesn't give people an accurate representation right away of what this podcast is. And so as I was saying all of my doubts and fears and concerns and worries to him, he just gave me this look that he sometimes gives me of like, Erin, how could you possibly let all of that get in the way of just starting? Just putting it out there, just speaking from the heart. And so he gave me a little pep talk. And that pep talk is what actually landed me in this seat today, sitting here, resting my little toes on a little heater, sipping some water, looking out the window, and just being present to how much love I have to share. And how much I just want to sit and talk with you. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit and talk with you. And that's what I'm going to do every episode. But especially here where all that perfectionism came up, I want to double down on presence. I want to double down on truth. And really just trusting that what I say here today is what I needed to say. Okay. So I first want to tell you why I'm creating this podcast. I'm creating this podcast because I personally love podcasts. They have been such an amazing addition to my life. And when I find a good podcast that really takes me deeper, that really supports me or uplifts me, it becomes a part of my life in a way that few other things do. Maybe a good song or a favorite artist, but really, like, podcasts have a special place in my life. I take them on walks with me. They take me to very intimate places in my own psyche that sometimes I'm not even sharing with the people closest to me in my life. And it's a really beautiful space where I get to explore the depths of my human experience and who I am. And when I think about that experience and what it means to me in my life, whether it's on a walk or on a drive or just throughout the day doing the dishes, you know, whatever it may be, there is this kind of companionship that I feel and this encouragement and support to lean toward what is of the highest good for me in my life. And that's what I really hope this podcast can be for you. I hope it can be a place that you come when you just feel like, you know, I want to hear from Aaron. I want to go be with Aaron for a little bit. And I just want to kind of soak in some ideas from her, some support from her. I want to be brought home to myself. I want to remember my wholeness. I want to feel less alone. I want to feel more connected to my intrinsic value and worth. I want to feel like I'm part of the fabric of humanity. I want to be inspired. I want to be uplifted. I want to get excited about something. I want to see things in a new light. I hope that you look forward to coming and spending this time with me and that you choose the episode that feels right when it feels like the thing you need to hear and that it makes your life better in some way. All right, so I also want to tell you some things I believe, and these things have to do with kind of the idea behind this podcast. So I sat down a few months ago and I thought about the next program I wanted to lead. So if you're not familiar with my work, I lead transformational group programs on topics about things in the human experience. So things like boundaries, worthiness, shame, codependency. And I was thinking, you know, I feel like I've got another program in me. So what do I want to create? And what came through was the title, Aligned Inside. Aligned Inside. And I was like, wow, that feels so right. That just feels like it hits the nail on the head with this thing that I've been trying to get at for so long. Like, what is it that I really love helping people with? What is it that means so much to me, that state of being that I'm constantly wanting to cultivate and return to and help others cultivate and return to? And I was like, oh, Aligned Inside, that's it. And so I was trying to write up all this curriculum for this program as I typically would when I create a program. And it just wasn't really fitting. Like, it actually wasn't feeling aligned. And I was like, that's strange. Like, I have all this energy around this topic, but it's just not fitting into this neat little package of how I would typically design a program. And now I know that's because it was never meant to be. Wow, I feel so moved. I feel like I could cry saying this. It was never meant to be a program. It was meant to be an evolving conversation. It was meant to be episodes, heart to hearts, where I just come on and I'm just who I am, and I'm sharing with you about things, and together we're on a journey. And that's the seed that I planted months ago, Aligned Inside, that I've been watering behind the scenes. I've been thinking deeply. I've been meditating on, what does this mean to me, and why do I want to share about this? And here are a few of my ideas about that. So I came up with something that I believe with my whole heart. I put it into words and I'm going to read it to you. I believe that having the courage to trust what feels truly aligned for us and release what doesn't will always guide us home to our wholeness and create the conditions for genuine connection, well-being, and joy. This may sound like a relatively simple sentence to you, but this came through a deep process of really finding, what is it that I believe that is kind of the bedrock of this podcast? What is it that I believe that I feel like I'm here to share about and help people connect with? And it's this: having the courage to trust what feels truly aligned for us and release what doesn't will always guide us home to our wholeness and create the conditions for genuine connection, well-being, and joy. I know for myself, this combination of words feels like a lifetime of learning in a single sentence. And I want to tell you a little bit about my story and my journey, because it's so relevant to why I'm here sharing this podcast. You'll get to know me in future episodes, so I'm not going to attempt to share everything. I just want to share a couple of little snapshots that have been meaningful to finding my way to this sentence and why it matters to me. So I kind of had my first big, what is the word? What do I want to call it? Like, it feels almost indescribable. Part of me wanted to say awakening, but that feels a little bit cliche. I guess I had a big turning point moment. I had been accepted to a prestigious college in California. I had flown down there and settled in and started my studies. And it wasn't feeling right. Just about everything inside of me was showing me that my being was stressed and pressurized and not aligned with where I was. And I had a friend at the time who was taking a gap year between high school and undergraduate. And he was bouncing around South America. And he was sharing his experience with me. And the degree of envy I felt for his experience, how deeply I longed to hear about his travels and understand what it was like and dreamed about what it would be like. It was so palpable for me, this just longing that I had. And through a series of email conversations and chats, you know, I was sharing about how displeased I was with the experiences I was having my first year and how things weren't feeling right for me. And he said, well, why don't you come meet me? Why don't you come for spring break and meet me in South America? You pick the place, we'll have an experience. So I did. I extended my spring break by a week. I, you know, made that happen logistically. And I said, I want to go to Peru and I want to hike the Inca Trail and I want to go to Machu Picchu and I want to go to the Colca Canyon and I want to go to a number of other places. And I was just lit up. I was lit up. So long story short, I ended up making this happen. I went to Peru and there was this moment where we were sitting looking over this vast, beautiful canyon, the Colca Canyon, and the sun was hitting my skin, and there was this cool, crisp feeling in the air, and I was just sitting there, and I remember saying something along the lines of, I don't think that I want to go back to school. I don't think I can stay at college, but I don't feel like I could do that. I don't feel like I could leave. And my friend, being the good friend that he was, said, why not? And in that single conversation, I felt my whole being align with the truth. And it brings me to tears because it was such an important, pivotal moment. Like, I just feel this overwhelming gratitude for that self, that past self who had the courage to listen. I don't want to be here. I want to travel. I'm meant to be somewhere else. I'm meant to expand into somebody else, into more of who I am. In that single conversation, I decided that I wanted to take a leave of absence from my studies and that I wanted to backpack through Latin America and learn Spanish. And that's exactly what I did. I waitressed over the summer and saved up a bunch of money. And I had the great privilege of supportive parents and resources, access to resources, and a number of other, you know, amazing supports that allowed me to make this courageous leap. And it was a bittersweet decision. It wasn't without discomfort. It wasn't without loss. I had developed some really close friendships. And I also knew that I was someone who wanted to get an undergraduate degree and wanted to go back and study. But there was this tether the whole way through to the truth. And that's what kept pulling me forward. I was like, this just feels like the truth. And that was the first big instance in my life where the truth had come through so strong and I had the courage to meet it, not turn away from it, and follow it. There have been many moments like this in my life. And it is in those moments where I really feel that I just have, I don't know, like, again, it's like hard to find the words. It's such a big feeling inside. So let me slow down and see if I can articulate it for you, because I know you have these moments in your life too. There have been so many moments where it felt like a whisper at first, but I realize in hindsight that if I hadn't have listened, how much I would have missed on this journey of living a life that really feels like mine, the life that feels like the one I am here to live, the person that I am here to be, the voice that I am here to embody and express. And this is one of the most precious, sacred things to me in the whole world, being able to hear those whispers, listen to them, believe them, act on them, and then connect with all the abundance that unfolds when we do that. So I've talked about a big life-changing moment for me, but there are also these little micro moments, our everyday moments. And what initially began as this sort of dramatic, kind of like symbolic choice that I made to leave my undergraduate studies and go travel, that began in this very external sort of, this is a major life choice I'm making. But this movement toward what feels true for me, what feels aligned for me, infiltrated every little part of my experience. And as the years have gone on and I became a coach and I started learning all these personal development tools and I started meditating and I started getting interested in really understanding myself and understanding humans and how we work, I've really come to see that it's not just about those big choices. Those are amazing. But it's also about who we are being in those quiet moments in our life, in those everyday moments, in the boring moments, in the stressful moments, in the relationships that we build. It's about who we're being. And that when we can learn to find the place inside where we feel that there is truth, that something is energetically correct for us, and we can live from that place, it is one of the most fulfilling, satisfying feelings we can experience as humans. And it also leads to relationships and lives and choices and experiences that deeply nourish us, that bring us to life, that light us up. And that's what I want more of in my life. It's what I'm always moving toward. I want to cultivate it. I want more of it. And I want that for you too. And I believe that if you chose to tune in, that some part of you, and maybe many parts of you, or maybe all of you, really wants that too. Wants to live in a way where you are listening to what feels true in your being, where you are having the courage to shift patterns and thoughts and beliefs and paradigms and conditioning that you know doesn't belong to you, and where you are practicing this ongoing experiment of what it is to be yourself in the world, to be yourself in your relationships. So that's where I want to start with you. I want to start with just that piece of my story, this really sacred experience of knowing what it is to feel aligned inside. And on this journey, I want us to just explore everything related to how to live a life that feels aligned inside. I want to tell you stories. I want to talk to you about the things that my clients and students tell me they struggle with this. I want to give you ideas. I want to share wisdom. I want to be human. I want to let you in on what's real and true in my experience. And I want you to know who I'm becoming. And I want it to inspire you to become who you're becoming. And that both of us are moving closer and closer every day to who we truly are. It's just unfolding and blossoming a little bit more each day. So I hope you'll join me. I hope you'll come along with me. I hope you'll bring me on your walks and bring me in the car. I hope you'll do the dishes listening to this podcast. I hope that this becomes a meaningful ritual in your life and that it helps you in some way. It helps you see yourself more clearly and take those courageous steps and listen to those whispers, because goodness knows, oh, that is where all the magic lives. All right, I'm going to leave it there for today. I can't wait to jump back in with you very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. It really means a lot. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with people in your life. And if you're loving what you're hearing, I would be so grateful if you gave the show a 5-star review. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe now so you don't miss out. I'll be releasing a fresh new episode every week. Speaking of which, I've got some beautiful topics lined up, but I'd love to know what you are curious to hear me explore. Check the show notes for a link where you can send me your ideas and questions. You'll also find links to learn more about me and my work. Thanks again for being here, and I look forward to seeing you next time.